The objective of this study is to examine how foreign policy was formed in the highest power centers of the Islamic Republic of Iran during the years 1989 to 2021. The research methodology is descriptive analytical in terms of its objective, and the data collection instrument is library-based. In the present study, causal analysis is centered on cause and effect. That is, on one hand, the highest power centers and foreign policy are treated as cause and effect, and on the other hand, the internal elements of the highest power centers are also considered as cause and effect. The findings indicate that the dominance and superiority of the supreme leader in the foreign policy management system of the Islamic Republic of Iran reflect both a structural and intuitive truth within the Islamic Republic system, in which the supreme leader of the revolution is regarded, both domestically and internationally, as the sole powerful figure in the regime. Although the prevailing view that the supreme leader is the absolute decision-maker in foreign policy is widely circulated, this belief is not empirically substantiated and is regarded as simplistic. It should be distinguished from the assertion that foreign policy leadership is the responsibility of the supreme leader. The study finds that during the research period, encompassing four presidents, the supreme leader consistently attempted to ensure that presidents would face no restrictions in expressing their views on foreign policy. Instead, he managed the scope of action and warned against crossing the defined red lines. Overall, and aside from foreign policy, this study refrains from using the term governance duality because it perceives an implicit ideological bias within it. However, it acknowledges the managerial duality within the executive branch as a structural reality.